You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The death of gangster-turned-politician Murtar Ansari, a five-time former MLA, on Thursday triggered a race among opposition parties to express anguish over his demise and sympathize with his family. The leaders of various non-BJP parties took to social media platforms raising doubt over his death and demanded a high-level probe. Behind this expression of affinity with a dreaded mafioso who was accused in over 63 criminal cases and had established a reign of terror in East UP was Murtar Ansari's hold on Muslim votes in Ghazipur. Maldivian President Mohammad Muizu, who has made several moves to reduce his country's dependence on India, has alleged that his predecessor Ibrahim Mohamed Solih operated on the orders of a foreign ambassador, though he stopped short of naming any country. Muizu, who is widely perceived in New Delhi as pro-China, made the remarks during an interview with state-run public service media, PSM, on Thursday. Income tax authorities, IT, have served the Congress a fresh notice to pay 1,823.08 crore rupees, citing arrears in fiscal year FY 1994 and between FY 17 and FY 20. The opposition party announced on Friday as it accused the government of tax terrorism 3 weeks before the general elections kickoff. The new notice came weeks after the party paid 135 crore rupees for another tax demand last month. The Delhi High Court has already rejected the party's petitions for a reassessment of a previous dispute, which erupted last month and pertained to assessment year A, 2018-19. Sea Entertainment began cost-cutting measures including laying off 50% of its tech team at its innovation center in Bengaluru. This comes as after the dissolution of the company's potential merger with Sony. The company said in a press release, actioned by its MD and CEO, Puneet Goenka, the steps are in line with his approach to optimize the resources and arrive at a cost-effective structure to drive continued growth for the company. Sea Entertainment began cost-cutting measures including laying off 50% of its tech team at its innovation center in Bengaluru. This comes as after the dissolution of the company's potential merger with Sony. In a recent investigation conducted by the National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB, it was found that the cargo ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse contained hazardous materials and had prior equipment issues. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy revealed that the cargo ship was carrying a staggering 56 containers filled with hazardous materials. "We found 56 containers aboard containing hazardous materials, including corrosives, flammables, and lithium-ion batteries," said Homendy.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.